Family Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Prince, and my wife is with me.
Hi.
That's Melinda. And we also have a special person with us. She's with us. Her name is Jessica. Say hello, Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. She's like, don't do it. Don't put me in the podcast. But we live in an RV. So if you're going to be in the room while we're recording, there's a chance you're going to want to chime in. And if you're going to want to chime in, you're going to be on the show. So that's how it's going to be.
Even if you don't want to chime in, we're going to
be like, you're on the show. Congratulations. So, well, we went and we watched a movie tonight. We went and saw Suicide Squad. Honey, tell the people about Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad is a secret government agency recruits imprisoned supervillains to execute dangerous black ops missions in exchange for clemency. It's rated PG-13, 123 minutes, action adventure comedy.
Yes, and it stars...
There's Will Smith and Margot Robbie and Viola Davis. And
if you don't know anything about it, you live under stupid rocks.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, of course Jared Leto, a little bit. We'll talk about that in a minute.
There's Diablo. Oh, Jay Hernandez. It's Diablo.
So, basically the story is a bunch of the DC bad guys form a team that's supposed to be fighting against terrorism. They do the whole, you know, Superman came, and what if Superman had been bad? What if Superman was dangerous and he, instead of wanting to help the Earth, he wanted to, you know, kill everybody in the Earth? What if instead of the Kents raising him, he was raised by some terrible people who treated him like crap, and so he wanted to seek revenge on all humanity once he found out where he was from? And so because of that, they decide we need to have some people with powers, some people who are supervillains, basically, to help us fight this potential threat. And so there's a potential threat. We won't tell you how that happens. There's a threat. They go in to fight the threat, and they go from a ragtag group of villains to a team that cares about each other as much as villains can and battles together to save the night, the day, the world, the universe, maybe, whatever they were saving. Humanity, I guess. And so, you know, it was an interesting concept. I remember seeing the trailers for this. And I'm a guy, like, my favorite Star Wars books are the ones about the Sith Lords, you know. My favorite Star Wars characters are the bad guys, except for Obi-Wan Kenobi. I just really like Boba Fett and, you know, things like that. I like bad guys. I like villains. That they're fascinating. And so I was really excited about this movie. You know, I was excited to see the bad guys get a little bit of the limelight, you know. And so, what about you? What were your thoughts going into it?
My thoughts going into it... Well, I watched the trailer with you, and I thought it was going to be interesting, because where I'm not as versed in a lot of the comic stuff, I do remember watching, like, the cartoon Batman with Joker and Harley Quinn. And so I was kind of interested in seeing how they would portray her. I really didn't know any of the other bad guys, but I really like Will Smith, so I thought I'd enjoy watching him. And I really thought it was going to be, like, the bad guys, and then, you know, the Joker comes, and there's going to be a lot more Joker interaction and stuff like that. And that wasn't as much as I... that didn't happen as much as I thought it would. And I really didn't expect the super...
Trying not to be spoilery?
Yeah, but like the super magically alien-y type.
Sure.
I mean, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the bad guy was just not what I expected.
Well, yeah, and we'll get to what we thought about it, but going into it, you know, I was expecting and excited about not a celebration of bad guys, but an introduction to how crazy these supervillains are. And that's something that they did well. Let's talk about the beginning of the movie, going into like the introductions, learning about who all these people are, because they spend a lot of time at the beginning of the movie kind of learning about who these people were. And I enjoyed that part a lot. I liked, you know, the whole story. Batman coming in, and people know Batman's in it. He's in the trailer, so that's no spoiler. But Batman coming in and being a part of things and how he helped capture people and stuff. And, you know, I think that stuff's pretty awesome. I really enjoyed that. And the characters of, you know, Will Smith's character of, I keep wanting to say
Deadshot.
Something like that. I kept wanting to say Deadpool, but you had it pulled up, but I can't get Deadpool out of my brain because he's basically the DC Deadpool. He's a serial killer.
Deadshot.
And then, you know, Harley Quinn. You know, I like her, and I liked the story of her, and I think the girl who played her did a great job. So I really enjoyed. I'll say that this way. I really enjoyed the setup in the movie. I really liked the setup of the characters. I even liked the relationship between the characters and the prison guard. Yeah. Like, that whole thing was funny and interesting. But what I thought... Well, we'll get there. But then, again, I said as we left the theater, I really liked the characters, and I really liked the actors who played the characters. I thought they all did a very good job. Except for one character, Flag... Flag, whatever his first name was, Sergeant Flag or whatever he is. I wasn't a fan of that character or that actor.
I didn't mind that one as much as far as...
Yeah.
But...
I didn't believe that he was a special ops soldier in any way, shape, or form. He just looked like he should be the...
I think he was just eye candy, maybe.
Was he that... Is he that attractive?
Okay. As a... Like a...
I mean, I'll say this. His beard looked like what I grow. A little more than what I grow. But it was very thin, and he shouldn't have had one. Like,
well, you know, he's been working on
that's not the beard you... No, that's not the beard you grow to grow a beard. That's the beard you grow because you've been out in the field working, and you haven't... Not the fields, like out in the missions for weeks or days. Weeks. It looks like it took him a long time to grow that. And you haven't had time, been able to shave because you've been out there doing your thing.
He's been working.
But he hasn't been. And it was weird looking to me. Like, they should have shaved his face.
I don't know.
But unless scraggly non-growth beards are a thing, in that case, I should stop shaving for a while and see what happens.
No, it is not. Okay, that's another discussion.
But no, I just didn't... I didn't get him at all. His character being there... I mean, I get they needed the guy, but he was basically answering... I don't know. I just didn't get it. I didn't get him. But I did get the others, and I did enjoy that. I wanted to stay positive at first, and then we'll talk about how we really felt about the movie. The music was good.
Yes.
The way they used the music was good.
It definitely went along with the story.
The action in the beginning was very good and very interesting and fun. My favorite thing, and this is just who I am, I'm sorry, but I like the psychological thriller, like, craziness. Yeah. And so the, like, insane asylum... just weirdos. I really think that is fascinating to me. You know, at one point she says, oh, just another psychopathic killer or whatever. I'm like, yes, the psychopath, clinically psychopathic, or, you know, clinically insane. That characters like that are very interesting to me. And so that they played that well, and it perked my interest, I guess.
Yeah.
Piqued my interest. So...
Now, just to be very specific and clear from the beginning, the title of the movie should tell you don't take your little kids, but in case that didn't, you know, wasn't going to deter you, the first 5 minutes of the movie would tell you to...
I should not have a child in this room.
Out. Yeah. There should not be a child in the room during... any of that movie.
There's torture, there's bad language, there's extreme killing and violence. And not even just killing, but like maiming and like... I mean, it's not bloody and gory, but the violence... And this is something that I've talked about before.
Tense violence.
PG-13 has a really big reputation for having more violence than rated R movies. Because especially gun violence, because rated R movies, they usually tend to go the way of the gore, and that's what gets them rated R. But you, if you don't show a whole lot of blood and stuff, you can shoot as many people as you want in a movie. But there, it's still killing, and it's still, to me, in this movie, at the beginning, I was a little, I was taken aback, I guess, a little bit by how brutal the beginning they were at the beginning of the movie to the characters in it. You know, just how brutal it was, and the some of the conversation and just the threats and the things like that. It was just kind of like, man, this is harsh, you know. And so yeah, I liked it that in that sense, that beginning of it and stuff, but that I agree, that was. And we may not say much more about whether or not you should have taken your kids, because I would say this is rated PG-13, and I probably would say 14 or 15 minimum.
And knowing your kid.
And knowing your kid at that age.
Like, maybe
and Harley Quinn, like her, the sex appeal kind of thing, the way they play that off, especially at the beginning. I mean, it's pretty blatant. It's just like, they're not joking around. They're not, like, hinting at anything. There's no innuendo in this movie. She is straight up licking poles and stuff. You know, like, there's this straight up sexual vibes in your face. And a 15-year-old, he's going to go home and Google some more Harley Quinn. Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of butt shots for her.
A lot of butt shots. She doesn't have much of a butt. But they did shoot, take shots.
Yeah. So there's, I would say it was, she was actually more clothed than I thought she might be, but that's really not.
But not, it doesn't mean she was at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't really expect, you can look in at the trailer and the pictures and stuff.
Yeah, you know that.
What's going on.
You know that from the
and not only that, but the Enchantress one, she's pretty.
Pretty much wearing nothing.
Not wearing anything. But that's not true. As highlighted sexually, but it's still...
Right.
You know, whatever.
And Will Smith's shirtless in the beginning. So, there's that. Just, I mean, why is it bad for the girls to be naked only? No, but... and the Croc. Killer Croc. He's shirtless for a lot of it.
He's
big and scaly. But, but yeah, so we like them. We like that.
She's over
those
here
things.
Trying to just,
we're
like,
gonna
hide
get. I'm
behind
gonna.
Her
yeah,
Instagram.
She's just trying her hardest not to say anything. She probably has nothing to say.
I have nothing to say.
There's a microphone in the room, so she's shutting down. But let's do this though. Let's take a few seconds here and let's advertise our website and Patreon, and then we will come right back after this to finish talking, and we're going to talk about what we may not have liked about this movie and whether or not you should go ahead and go see it right now. So we'll be right back in just a couple minute or so. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, boy, I like this podcast. I wish there was something I could do to give back. Well, there is. Patreon.com/becausefamily. That's where you can go to learn how to give monthly. We'll mention your name on the podcast. We'll talk about you. There's even some other rewards, including copies of our book and things like that. So visit patreon.com/becausefamily. Sign up to give 5, 10, 25, whatever dollars you can. Thanks for considering.
Somebody
the podcast you're listening to is a ministry of Because Family. Visit becausefamily.org to learn how our ministry inspires parents to be the first influence in the lives of their children. There you can also learn about our book, What's in Your Pocket? A Parent's Guide to Protecting Your Children Online. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit us at becausefamily.org.
And I was in trouble. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
All right, let's get back into it. We're going to go ahead and just go all the negatives that we have and talk about them.
Like, spoiler-free still?
Spoiler-free, okay. Of course, yeah. Or do you want to say spoilers? Tell them not to listen.
I don't know. That's where we got
to... How about this? You know not to take your kids, so you listen to the first half with no spoilers, so we're going to just speak freely in the second half. So if you've not seen it and you're concerned with spoilers, don't listen to the rest of this podcast till after you've seen it. And so that's your warning. You have 10 seconds to turn off the podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done. Okay. What'd you think? Tell me the negatives, just how you felt about it from...
Okay, you know. So I have to also put in there that we saw this in 3D, and true. It's the first 3D movie that I've seen in the last, since, like, probably 15 years ago. So that definitely had a factor in my enjoyment level, because we were, like, third row, very close to the large IMAX screen.
Yeah.
So I was having to do the whole looking up thing and trying to figure out the glasses and the... like, what I'm supposed to be seeing and stuff like that. So, that kind of had a... some of the scenes that were supposed to, like, probably be big and epic were, like, really distracting because my eyes were just, like, trying to take it all in. And some scenes were really cool because of it, and I could see where people would like it, but I need to see something further back, I think,
I don't...
to really fully...
Yeah, I don't love 3D because I don't see the value in it. It's not better. I, like, seriously,
no.
It's just not better in 3D, in my opinion.
I don't feel like I'm in it like they are wanting you to.
It's novelty, you know?
Yeah.
It's novelty. It's like chocolate on your cheesecake. Like,
yeah.
Cheesecake just tastes like cheesecake, and putting chocolate on it, it's like, oh, good, at least there's chocolate. You know what I mean? But it's not a good
example.
Especially
for the price. I would much rather...
Yeah, you pay more for 3D. I'd rather pay less and enjoy it. Just as much. Like, I would not have enjoyed it any less in 2D. I don't think.
No.
And I've seen several movies in 3D now, recently, and I feel the same way about all of them. Like, I just don't feel like I will... Now, the sound and the size of the screen and all that...
Yeah, that was
better.
Cool.
For the action, for the music, it's just better in the big screen. So don't wait for Netflix or Blu-ray, you know? But 3D is just not worth it to me. It's just not better. We didn't have an option in town that wasn't 3D. That's why we did see it this way.
Yeah.
Because tonight was opening night, so... But yeah, I just don't like 3D. I don't not
I just
like
kept
it.
Thinking, like,
I just don't see the value of
it. I was
it.
Watching it, and I kept thinking, like, I wonder what this would look like just not
yeah.
trying
well,
to
stuff
be 3D.
Like,
when
they would look through
the
different? Fences, the fence just messed my head up. It was
yeah.
just... It looked like it was... phasing in and out. And it might just be glasses through glasses kind of thing.
I don't know.
But it looked
it.
Like they were phasing in and out. It's just not... Oh, and the helicopters
like
flying into town?
That looks really cheesy.
It looked like toys. Like
yeah.
models. But not as good as they did when, like, in Star Wars. Like, it looked bad.
Yeah.
And that's something else that I didn't like about the movie. All the CG looked bad.
It did.
And it may have been the 3D...
Could've
but,
been.
Like, I just watched a whole Let's Play for Uncharted 1, 2, 3, and 4, the video game. And their motion capture and CG in that video game is so much better than any of the CG in this movie. It looked like, especially the freaking Enchantress at the end.
Oh, it was so bad. She's, like, all jerking around and, like...
It was weird.
It was really weird. And, like, her
voice?
Weapon and the art, like, it just, there was no, like, explanation
so
of
let
that.
So let me,
like,
yeah, what's your weapon
what?
Gonna do? I had
like,
no idea. All she said was it was gonna wipe out humans, but it just made it rain. Like, that's all her weapon did.
And it just, that made it just weird and awkward.
And this is so weird, because I love every movie I see, I thought.
I know.
You know?
I was expecting you to be like,
that was awesome!
I loved it. It was good.
And here's what I said, walking out of the theater. I said, I loved the characters, and I loved the actors playing the characters. I hated, and I even liked the dialogue,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. It was pretty good. But I hated the story, just the plot. And the whole Enchantress thing, I get the plot. I didn't necessarily see holes in it. It just wasn't interesting.
It wasn't good.
It
wasn't
interesting.
A good story.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a good bad guy.
Getting
it
the guys out, it wasn't, to me, it wasn't worth getting... those bad guys out there to fight them. Fight her.
No.
And the fact that, and this is a spoilery thing, but the fact that she was one of the original members of the team, and so the whole reason the team is necessary is because the team was formed in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's stupid to me. Like, just that means that in any movie, and I've seen some YouTube videos about this, but there's so many movies out there, and most of them are bad, where if you take out one little thing that happened, the whole rest of the movie wouldn't have needed to happen.
Yeah.
And that's that. For, like, if you decided, okay, this crap's too dangerous, lock her up, and don't let that, destroy that heart so she dies, so that never happens again. Like, if that were to happen at the beginning of the movie, this whole movie wouldn't happen. Or they'd go and they'd fight, you know, ISIS somewhere or something instead and just wipe the planet of all terrorists. But instead, we fight this weird creature in this building that nobody identified ever and who is just throwing light and trash into the sky and calling it her weapon of mass destruction. And yeah. I just didn't understand the bad guy in this one at all. I understood why she was scary because of the whole destroying the Earth. But then looking at her, she wasn't intimidating. She wasn't scary. She looked like...
She was weird looking.
And that was the CG's
fault. The brother
fault.
Was way cooler than she was.
Yeah, the other big monster, yeah. But the thing, too, I mean, you kind of said this. Sense. Her voice, the way they used someone else's voice, I don't think that was the actress's voice. To do... Or they have made so many effects. It looked like lip-syncing, obviously. Just poorly done. I don't know. I've seen YouTubers do better special effects.
Yeah. I just don't understand the thought process of someone who puts so much money in a movie to make something that looks like it's not finished.
Yeah, totally. I agree. And who looked at her jerking around like she was?
And I was like, that's cool.
Man, that is cool. That's creepy. That's bad guy. Who was thinking, that looks unrealistic and weird. We should not do it that way. Who was thinking that and didn't speak up? Because it's your fault this movie sucked a little bit.
The movie didn't suck. Was they barely briefly touched into this whole, like, her being able to make them think of what they
Scarlet
would like
Witch.
To have. But, like...
Kind of stuff?
Oh, I guess...
Like the Avengers Scarlet Witch stuff.
That's
right.
True. I don't know, but that was, like, the... only, like, moment of, like, ooh, you could be really dangerous, other than just destroying a building and turning
and
people into weird, funky, bubbly...
Bubble creatures.
Metal bubble thing? I don't know. That was weird.
It was very strange. Very Independence Day.
And I was, like, I went into this expecting the Suicide Squad to then be, like, going after Joker.
Yeah.
Or something
that would have been
like
so much
that.
More interesting.
And then he goes, hey guys, I can totally take this thing off of you. And then we're going to be a team. And we're going to be a team. And then, like, fighting something like that. But turning it into then this weird. And I guess I don't quite remember. Did they fight against weird, like, alien-y type? I mean, I guess since she's part
in
of the
what?
Comics and stuff. But, like, the old. Are like the comics and
kind of stuff's all over it. The mystical, you know, and the same thing with in Marvel. Like the DC and Marvel both have. They have
true.
Aliens. They have like humans who have been altered, and then they have their like mystical, you know, mystical strange alien or something like that creatures. I mean, you look at like Wonder Woman's like supposedly a goddess, you know, and you've got.
But what I don't understand is like.
And where is she right now?
I mean, where are all the people that have anything to do with, like, what was Batman? He's like, I'll round these people up, but I won't fight.
Well, that's all happening after this happened.
What? No. I'll go capture all these bad guys.
Oh.
But then,
well, it didn't
like,
happen in Gotham.
He
just protects Gotham.
Oh, he doesn't go
outside of his realm. It was in Midwest City.
In, like, Oklahoma?
Maybe. I don't know where Midwest City is, but that's the thing with DC is it's all fictional cities.
Yeah.
Marvel's all real cities.
I don't
usually
know, it's just
New
like
York.
That whole, like, the thought process of, like, okay, so this bad lady enchantress can, like, turn regular people into these weird bubble metal things, but she can't touch the Suicide Squad. Like, Harley Quinn, because she's crazy, she can't make her into this whatever weird, sorry, weird nice. Thing.
Or she even wants, like, at the end, she's trying to convince them to join her.
Like, why? She doesn't why? Need them.
Why? That's,
and then, of course, just, that's her undoing. And, like,
of course.
Like, what?
There's just a lot of, there's just little things like that with, the, it's all, to me, the whole failure here is with the ultimate
the bad guy.
Climax of the movie. The bad guy, the dangerous thing that everyone's trying to defeat. It's just, it's nonsense to me. It was just goofy. It was goofy. That's the problem. It turned goofy.
And it started off so, like, creepy.
It did.
And, like, whoa,
brutal.
Intense and
yeah.
brutal. And then it was, like,
goofy.
Oh, that's not,
I understand why it's getting the bad reviews it's getting from, yeah. like, critics and stuff. Like,
they just took something that had a good, like, start and foundation with the actors and the characters, and then... then somebody somehow in the process just mixed it up. But I wanted so much more Joker.
Yeah.
Because he was cool and weird and creepy and, like, very interesting Joker.
There was not enough Jared Leto.
No.
At all. I mean, there was barely, I felt
even
like barely any.
Even his scenes were very
yeah.
short.
Yeah, and he and focused so much on Harley.
Yeah.
You know, even
and
when
I
he
get,
was
like,
in.
Oh, hey, they're probably going to really bring him out in the next one, but
yeah,
like
later, yeah.
Oh, it could have just been so much better, and then still brought him out in the next one,
right?
But I don't know. I read about things like, oh, he was never out of character, and well, like he hardly had anything to do.
He probably got paid a lot of money to be, and who knows what's on the editing floor? Like,
yeah.
you know, what didn't actually make
Ugh,
the movie?
Why didn't they just
the,
take
the,
out the
probably
big,
the
crazy.
Director's cut is going to be incredible.
I just wanted, and we talked about the scene in the bar and how that could have
yeah.
been so much longer. And when
I could
so
have watched
cool.
them sit at the bar and drink and just talk about their characters and who they are and that kind of thing and like their history and like banter back and forth. I could have watched that for a half hour and we could have skipped the whole battle scene at the end. And then Joker comes and they fight him for 10 minutes and then he decides he convinces them all. Or he turns off their little microchip things or switches it to where he controls them and says, now you work for me. And then that's the end of the movie and we see Batman getting ready to go and get the Justice League. And we're like, I can't wait to watch more movies later! You know what I mean?
Right?
But unfortunately, this is what they gave us. So.
Because then, yeah.
But.
There was so much.
I'll watch it again, but I probably will be like really
turn it off like in the last
I'll probably be
minutes.
Going and making nachos or whatever, you know, during the last battle and just wait for the very end or so, you know, not care too much. But I am interested to see it not in 3D to see
yeah.
if I was distracted, because some of the fight scenes, the battle scenes were really shaky, and that bothers me a little bit, but not a lot. But it bothered me a lot in 3D
and the blurriness
it felt
stuff
hard to follow what was
difficult.
Going on.
There was a couple times where I just had to like close my eyes during the fight scene, just to, like, not see for a second.
Yeah, so. Well, there you go. That's our thoughts. Jesse, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Your input was just...
Normally, I like to talk the most on the show, but I'm glad you were able to jump in tonight. And she even salutes me, instead of saying, you bet. In the but I can tell she's sleepy, though. But thank you guys for listening. And let us know what you thought of the movie. Email us. Are we wrong about our opinion? Do you have thoughts? Or do you know more about the DC Universe? And we need to know more things to enjoy the movie better. Please help us do that. Maybe the Enchantress is really awesome.
And maybe she's like, her like superpower is jerking around really weird. And that's how it makes her army come to life. It's her
maybe
weird,
it's
like,
the jerking. She's like, doing it. She's yeah. twerking. Not quite.
No.
But anyway, thank you for listening. We want to hear from you. So kmichaelprince@gmail.com or becausefamily@gmail.com. Email us your thoughts on the movie, and we'd love to talk to you about it again, maybe. But thanks for listening. I know that posting these podcasts has been a little wonky with timing because of how late we recorded some episodes. But in fact, we're gonna finish this, and I'm gonna upload one. It's almost 1 a.m. on the same day that we'll upload this episode. So thanks for listening. God bless you. Check us out at becausefamily.org, and we'll talk to you next time tomorrow, Saturday, on day 6 of our daily podcast.